Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And good afternoon, Monday edition of the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK, as we head for the February finish line, roll into March and the basketball postseason. Sean Carey here, and Steve will be checking in just a few from the Sunbury Motor Studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And as usual, our Monday edition of the Steve Jones Show brought to you by Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We're going to be getting into the spring cleaning time of year. So if it's time for you to, you know, do a little spring cleaning when it comes to your insurance policy, maybe it's time to, you know, get more insurance. Could be time to move to something a little more better, more reliable. With the great pros at Purdy Insurance, they tap into several brands, so they will completely customize a plan that will fit your needs and your budget. And they're the people to have in your corner when life happens. One thing is for sure, this will happen, the 27th annual Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament to benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA's Wednesday, May 2nd at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. We are looking forward to that. So you'll be able to get in touch with either the folks at Purdy or the YMCA in Sunbury. Get your foursome locked up for what will be another, we hope, outstanding weather day and golf day. Certainly was last year. So as we mentioned, we're heading into the postseason. When it comes to basketball, Penn State will be taking on Northwestern, a 7-10 matchup in the Big Ten tournament, Madison Square Garden on Thursday night. And we'll have that for you here on WKOK after Steve's show from NYC. He'll head over to the Garden, and our pregame will be on at 6 and tip at 6:30 with Steve and Dick Girardi. And congratulations to senior forward Zach Thomas. He is the 2018 Patriot League Player of the Year. Bucknell has become the first team in league history to garner three first-team All-Patriot League selections, with fellow seniors Stephen Brown and Nana Falland joining Thomas. Bucknell was rewarded the postseason voting after finishing 16-2 in Patriot League play, winning the regular season title by four games. And in addition to the three first-team All-Stars, Brown and Falland were both named the Patriot League All-Defensive Team. It is Brown's third straight all-defensive honor and the second straight for Nana Falland. The record-setting senior class has now combined for eight all-conference citations, two Player of the Year awards, Brown and Falland becoming three-time All-Stars. Brown, Falland, and Thomas comprise a senior class. It's also the first time in league history to win four straight regular season championships. Record of 84-47. And Patriot League Conference record of 55-14. And three of them combined 4,605 points in their collegiate careers. Bucknell will be taking on the winner of either Loyola or Army. Those two play tomorrow night in the first round of the Patriot League tournament. Winner of that game will be in Lewisburg on Thursday night to take on the Bison, a 7 p.m. tip. Quarterfinal game that can be heard live on Eagle 107 at 107.3. Doug Birdsong will be courtside, and he'll chat with head coach Nathan Davis when the network comes on at 6:30. So you'll have Penn State hoops Thursday night on WKOK, Bucknell hoops Thursday night on Eagle 107. So if you're not by the radio, Make sure you download our Sunbury Broadcasting app so you'll be able to go back and forth between the Penn State game with our main man, Steve-O.
Yeah.
And Doug, of course, on Eagle 107 on Thursday night. Bucknell.edu/box office, by the way, the website, if there's any tickets remaining for the tournament games at Soica. So as long as they keep winning, they keep playing. So they could have three more at Soica before punching their ticket to March Madness.
Well, they need three.
Yes.
And this is not one of those where, well, they didn't win, but they'll get an at-large bid. There will be no at-large bid out of the Patriot. There will be no at-large bid. There never will be an at-large bid out of the Patriot. Just the way it is. Not trying to be nasty or cruel or anything. I'm just being realistic. It's just the way it is. And so they need to win all three, which, by the way, of course, they're capable of. But Nathan will be the first to tell you, look, you get to these one-and-dones, and you start with the quarterfinal game. You know, all these Patriot teams are going in with like, this is their golden opportunity. This is their chance. You know, you're looking at all your players saying, hey, look, we're a well-timed three-game winning streak away from the big dance. Every team in the Patriot is saying that. BU, Eddie's telling that down to the group at Navy. I mean, they won 20 games this year. You know, Lehigh guys are saying it. Everybody's saying it. Because they know in this tournament, this is their shot. So it all starts on Thursday night at Soica. And the road goes through Soica to get there. Now it's up to Bucknell to put together a well-timed three-game winning streak at home, which will put them back into the dance. And should they get that far, I think they would be a very dangerous out for anybody. Any team that you have at this level that is older, been around the block, gets it. I just labeled Bucknell. Oh, and by the way, if you notice something about Bucknell, I'm taking a look at the KenPom numbers. And when I look at the KenPom numbers, you know what I've noticed? Bucknell's defense is getting so much better. They are now under a point per possession per game defensively. That is a marked improvement over 6 weeks. And at this time of the year, you've got to be able to control the other guy. Now, Penn State, of course, lost yesterday at Nebraska. Did not play a good first half. Played decently in the second half, but also they changed up. They went smaller in the second half. And they're just going to have to probably do the best they can at this point without Mike. Because, again, I've talked about this before. This is nothing. I mean, the team was constructed in a certain way. They got the big man. They've got, you know, they got the X Factor guy in Reeves. They got the point guard in Carr, a shooter in Garner, a power forward, a stretch four in Stevens. They were constructed in a certain way. Now, through an injury, and it happens to everybody, believe me, Northwestern has injuries. I mean, Vic Law's hurt. Bryant McIntosh is playing hurt. Jordan Ash is out. That when you get a disruption, and it throws the balance off. Well, now you got to come up with other ways of getting it back into balance. And they went small the second half, and I'm wondering if that's going to be the way they're going to go in New York. Not always. You can't always do that. But speed, quickness, creating offense off your defense. Maybe something that you see. You can't press the entire time. You can't do it physically. You can't press the entire time. I mean, you'll wear yourself out 5 minutes into the second half. I mean, if you're going to do that, you better have a really big lead. Really big lead. But the first half, they didn't play well yesterday. Second half, they played well, but again, when you're behind like that, what happens? Right? You make a little bit of a run, boom, they hit a couple shots, and boom, you got to retake the hill again. Because of the deficit you put yourself in a position in the first half. Because offensively, Penn State didn't play well offensively in the first half. Defense, you can live with giving up 34 points in a half. That's less than 70 a game. Right? You can do that. You can't score 17. Can't score 17. We thought they'd have trouble scoring yesterday, but yeah, they just got themselves behind and they just could not. In the second half, they inch back, and boom, hit a shot. Now I got to go retake the hill. Not the easiest thing to do. Let's see. Coming up tomorrow will be Amy Dash, the CBS Sports legal analyst. Oh, well, a few things to talk to her about. Think so, Sean?
Perfect timing.
You know what I'm noticing, though, in all honesty? Notice how quickly everybody was cleared this weekend? I mean, everybody was cleared right away, including Arizona. Now, Miller didn't coach.
Yeah, that was an interesting story that broke after we finished up on Friday night. And, yeah, that's just going to be interesting to see if they take that game by game or if they're going to be looking for a new coach.
Yeah, but we're talking about the big man. The big man, it's alleged... somewhere in there got money, right? They cleared him. He played. In fact, he didn't just play on Saturday night. He played great. And I'm wondering, and I'm just this is just me wondering, at least throwing the question out there. After watching Louisville, now remember a couple of years ago, Trey Lewis, who started his career here at Penn State, then he went to Cleveland State. As a grad transfer, he went to Louisville. Damian Lee went to Drexel. Grad transfer, goes to Louisville. When all this stuff started to come out about the other case that Louisville volunteered to not go to the NCAA tournament. And remember, it was a big deal about Lewis and Lee, two guys that had never been there. They were going to get there. Now it was taken away. You know, and there was a lot of debate about that. But Louisville, of course, thought that if they stepped up and self-sanctioned, that the NCAA would go lighter on them. Well, the NCAA didn't go lighter on them at all. They hammered them pretty good. And I'm wondering if some of these schools are looking around saying, look, if they're going to get us, fine, right? We're just going to play ball. We're not going to give them anything. I'm just wondering out loud if in a case or two, that is the feeling. Whether it's accurate or not, I don't know. But it's at least worthy of thought. Well, they self-sanctioned, and it ended up giving them nothing. What's the value of self-sanctioning? Just saying you put that out on the table. We will take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There are a lot of places to get insurance coverage, but only one place in the Susquehanna Valley ready to put four generations of experience to work for you. Hi, I'm Adam Purdy. At Purdy Insurance, we take the time to talk with you and find the right coverage for your needs. Everyone's situation is unique, so our approach is to customize coverage to best protect you. Whether it's home, auto, or business insurance solutions you need, call, email, or stop in to see how our commitment to personal service can help protect what matters to you.
All right, great to have you with us on the show today. All right, as we roll through, what do you do? I mean, there's a lot to talk about with the NCAA. You know, a lot to talk about. Not a little, but a lot. And yeah, how do you handle this? I mean, because I don't want student athletes outright paid. I don't want to see that. You know, and there is a fallacy out there, and the fallacy is, and it's simple. So I understand it's simple, but you've got to have the ability to show a little bit of depth as to what's going on. And part of showing some depth as to what's going on is you can't sit there and take a look at, well, there's billions of dollars and the athletes should be getting part of the billions. Okay? That's not where the money's going. Athletic departments are not sitting around looking at each other saying, man, we got all this extra cash. Let's invest it in Amazon. That'd be great. They don't have extra cash. Why don't they have extra cash? Well, they don't have extra cash because guess what? They've got all these other student athletes they need to take care of. That's why they have to do it this way. You are not getting you're not sitting there and you've got 98 student athletes out of your 800 that are in sports that are making money. You know, maybe, I mean, hockey does a little bit better than that. They at minimum break even, which is great. That helps a lot. Anytime you can do that, that helps a lot. So there's no getting around that. But everybody else, and we've talked about this many, many times, they don't make money. And that's as simple gets. And don't fool yourself. Don't walk into Rec Hall on some Sunday and see every seat filled and say, they must be just raking it in. They're not raking it in. This is not the way it's not how it works. Like I said the other day, I mean, what are the student athletes that can actually make money with their own likeness? What, on a basketball team, one, maybe two guys? On a football team, two, maxed out at five? I mean, really? I mean, who else is there on campus? And in terms of paying athletes, say you pay athletes. Okay, you pay football, basketball players, but you have to pay other people too. And somebody said to me, well, what would the value of a Jason Nall be? Well, the program loses money. I could put anybody in there and do that.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC Way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. For today's show, brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. You want to be associated with the best. And I don't care if it's auto, home, life, business, whatever insurance. They have experts. They'll find you the best insurance, the best price. And if there's a claim, they go to work immediately on your behalf. It is Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. All right, so expect, if I'm going to guess this outright, the next information dump will either be, well, I would say the next information dump is 10 days away. Why? That's if there is one. Why? Because they've timed this out beginning of the season. Then it was right after the release of the 16. Then they did it last week as we head down the stretch of the season. When would be the next strategic time to release information? Right before Selection Sunday. Most likely on a Wednesday or a Thursday. Just a thought. Just a thought. But it's going to bring up all sorts of questions. Again, one of the areas, it's not going to solve everything. Not by a long shot, but at least it'll be a step in the right direction. Get rid of the fallacy of one and dones. They want to go from the high school right to the NBA? Go ahead. Go. It's fine. You know, give it your best shot. And that's, I mean, to me, that's, I mean, if you want to do that, that's fine. You know, you and your handlers, your people. That's what you want, so be it. But would it solve everything? No. It would not solve everything. It would not solve everything. And I just think that it's at least one step. The one that, remember, you could put in all the rules that you want, all the rules that you want. But the one thing you're not going to be able to legislate is going to be morality. You're still going to have people out there that are just going to figure out a way to skirt rules and get around it, all in the name of winning. Right? Because the, you know, I am still a person that believes that the vast majority are trying to do this thing the right way. I really do. I really do believe that. I think the vast majority are trying to do it the right way. In the end, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. But I also don't believe that between cost of attendance, meals, tuition, room, board, books, for many Pell Grants. I mean, if they can profit off their likeness, profit off their autograph, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. But there's got to be some point where there is enough, because if you want to pay, we're going to pay football and basketball players, because those are what the TV contracts are about. What sports do you start dropping to accommodate for that? Because, again,
athletic departments, contrary to popular belief, contrary to the big numbers you see, are not awash in cash. There's not this gigantic surplus. It's not sitting there. Why do you think you need Nittany Lion Club fees? Why do you think the ticket prices are where they are? Why do you think they need seven home games in football? Why do you think, you know, certain schools need revenue sharing in the Big Ten in football? Why do you think certain schools in the Big Ten do need their revenue sharing money when it comes to basketball? You know, why is it radio contracts are what they are? Because you have two sports with 98 total student athletes to make sure the other 702 student athletes have opportunity. And to me, that's really important. Really important. Ask the Kaiser family how incredible it was when Ryan got a scholarship. Just ask them. Ask them how incredible was it when they found out Ryan was going to be on a scholarship. Then ask yourself how valuable the scholarship is. I mean, every single time you see a video of a walk-on getting a scholarship, they're almost in tears. Their families are almost in tears. I mean, but I thought the scholarship was invaluable. I mean, that's what we keep being told by the high and mighty, that it's invaluable.
Yeah, Vaughn Walker comes to mind. I remember when GoPSUSports.com released the video, and James Franklin gave him the news in front of the whole team during spring ball.
Yeah.
It was terrific. That was one of the first times we were, you know, able to see a very special moment like that. But yeah, you and I were talking during the break about, yeah, there's just really no one concrete plan or you know, the pie breakdown. This player gets this much, that much, and you know, there's just too many colleges, and it's like I kind of was trying to paint this scenario. Like, let's say you have this over here on one side, you have this big Power Five school, and you have a gentleman. Okay, he's still living, he's still funneling in millions and millions of dollars, and his name happens to be on the football field. Well, who's to say he wouldn't have the power to? Oh yeah, this player should get a little more money compared to this player. So it's just the pie, the breakdown. School compared to another school who doesn't get that kind of funding and giving and support. It just doesn't work.
Christy Mathewson is not alive.
Right.
We'll come back with more in a moment. But first, let's get to Brian Tripp. Penn State hockey rolling. They're going to host Minnesota this weekend in the Big Ten tournament. Brian, welcome. It's great to have you with us. And what a weekend. Boy, they came out of that Michigan State thing, kept on rolling.
Great to be with you once again. It was quite the fun weekend at Pagula Ice Arena.
This is a three-game streak now. Did the win over Michigan State suddenly just kind of jumpstart like that winning feeling again?
Yeah, I think so. I think it helped to get the frustration out of the system. And then they came into this weekend and played consistent hockey. Saw great offense, great defense, and great goaltending. Really, I think for the first time since they were on that 11-game unbeaten streak earlier this year. So I think everything finally clicked. I know we've talked before, knew they had it in them somewhere. And with their backs against the wall, with a huge challenge against Minnesota, you sweep Minnesota for the first time in program history, and they got the job done. So kudos to the team and Coach Godowski and his staff for having them ready to go.
How have they done now with special teams of late?
Yeah, I thought the penalty kill was a big difference maker in this series. Minnesota has so much talent, although they've struggled on the power play this year, a team with NHL prospects up and down the lineup. There were a couple instances where Minnesota had a power play maybe to get back in the game Friday, at least give them a spark, a game they were never really in. And the same thing then on Saturday. And Penn State was great on the penalty kill. And I thought their power play, even though they only had one power play goal in the series, I thought it was really good as well. It set momentum. They had a goal or two right after a power play expired. So I thought special teams was a big difference. And we've talked about it. Penn State's power play is unique because they use three different lines that present three different unique challenges to the opponent. And then Penn State's penalty kill is exceptional because they're pretty deep in guys who are willing to go out there and block shots defensively, forwards that are willing to block shots, and they're very aggressive. And Nikita Pavlichev, amongst many, is one of the best penalty killers, I think, in the entire country because of his size, his length, and his ability to break things up. But he's not always going to put up flashy numbers, but Nikita Pavlichev defensively in the series kept Minnesota's top line, along with James Robinson and Sam Sternstein with him, to basically nothing. So he deserves a lot of credit for what happened this weekend as well.
The next part is, what about the back-checking? What is the back-checking meant to improving defense?
Yeah, I think that's a great observation, Steve. Obviously, it's a team that loves to score, so they're going to be up and on the attack. But when they back-check, that's the consistent effort that Guy Gadowski's talking about. You saw it, I thought, all weekend from Brandon Biro across the board. He had a great series once again. Alex Limoges winning battles. When you're aggressive on the forecheck like Penn State is, sometimes the back-checking, I don't want to say it escapes the back of your mind, but it's something you really have to be committed to do. It sounds like an easy thing, and it's not. It's not. And they sold out, played a consistent game, so I thought that was a big part of their success defensively. It's not just your defensemen. It's your forwards that have to be a big part of keeping the opponent wide on the outside, keeping pucks away from Peyton Jones. He only saw 15 shots on Friday. That was a big part of the series, too.
The next part, too, is that when because out in Nebraska, we watched the games. And to me, I thought Penn State was great on faceoffs.
Yeah, I think they won some timely faceoffs, which is really important. Numbers on the weekend actually favored Minnesota a bit, but it was the timely faceoff. So when you have that big penalty kill, that big power play, when you're at the end of a game and you're trying to get the puck out of your zone, winning faceoffs, I think it's more of a timely thing sometimes than the numbers indicate. And I thought they rose to the occasion when needed.
All right, now the next part is, we did touch on the playoff format last week. Like, this wasn't working on a neutral site. It just flat out wasn't. Sometimes a fact of life. Now, Penn State ends up with a home weekend out of this. So how important is that going to be, the fact that, they get to stay here?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, the fan support's been tremendous, 74 straight sellouts. And then to play Minnesota here, you get this series this weekend, whether it's taking a two-game sweep or two of three, and you punch your ticket as well to go to the NCAA tournament and regionals, which, since Penn State's hosting, they're automatically in Allentown if they make the NCAA tournament. So right. One may get them there, but two wins and a series win this weekend, a chance to go to the Big Ten semifinals, playing in front of your home fans, it's a huge boost. So Minnesota has to go all the way home. They're reeling. It was one of the hottest teams in the country coming into the weekend, and then turn around and come right back here. So you look at confidence and where Minnesota may be at coming into this weekend. Penn State still has a lot to play for, and I kind of liken the situation, Steve, to last year. Penn State accomplished a great feat, winning the Big Ten tournament, and then they came right back and played a great NCAA tournament game against Union. I think you can learn from that experience. This was a huge weekend this weekend. They accomplished something really special to pull off the sweep, get home ice, but now it's about coming back and doing it again. There's still big goals in front of the team, and this weekend's really, really important.
Anything about Minnesota surprise you now, watching them back-to-back games?
Yeah, the fact that they can't score. They have so much talent, and Penn State deserves a lot of credit for it.
They've got NHL guys all over that roster.
It's insane. I mean, they have the 8th overall pick in the draft, Casey Mittelstadt. Yeah. Leon Bristead has almost 100 career points, but only has 9 points all year this year. Tyler Sheehy led the Big Ten in scoring last year, and they don't have anyone with 30 points on the season. They're so deep and they're so talented. The fact that they're 45th around that area, they're in the 40s in scoring nationally out of 60 teams. It's kind of baffling. And, Penn State at home is averaging almost 4.5 goals per game.
Right.
I'm not sure if Minnesota can come in here and outscore Penn State. That's the big question to me.
Brian, appreciate it very much.
Steve, have fun in New York City. Best of luck.
Okay. If you want to garner ratings on a talk show or get your column noticed, you concentrate on as much of the negative as possible. So it's really cool to write about coaches being fired or talk about coaches being fired or, scandals and what's wrong. I mean, because that draws the clicks and that draws the radio ratings. Well, now we're going to do something that's 180 of all that. I'm going to talk about the best single moment of the entire weekend. What actually sports, in the end, is all about. and what it teaches you about not only skill, athleticism, but also discipline and compassion. Chris Streep was an absolute all-out dive on the floor, 100% effort guy in every sense of the word, and a good basketball player at Iowa. Right before Penn State was going to play Iowa in Rec Hall, Chris Streep was pulling out of a parking lot on a snowy night, and his car was hit by a snowplow, and Chris Streep was killed. So the Penn State-Iowa game was postponed. Then they rescheduled, and it turned out Penn State and Iowa played actually back-to-back games against each other at Rec Hall and then at Carver-Hawkeye. And it's something that has forever stuck with everybody in Iowa. What kind of guy he was, what kind of player he was. If you go by the Iowa locker room, there's the plaque. I see it every time. Chris Street's parents still go to games. Chris Street owns the Iowa record for most consecutive free throws made at 34. Jordy Bohannon, who was a great free throw shooter. In fact, when they were here, Dick and I mentioned the free throw shooting streak he was on. And he didn't attempt one that day because he was sick and they held him out in the second half. Well, he doesn't get a lot of free throw attempts because he's usually a three-point shooter. But he had run the streak to 34 consecutive free throws. And in a game last night against Northwestern, with Northwestern coming back because Scotty Lindsey just had a phenomenal night, the game was single digits with 2:16 to go. You could use the free throw. And instead, Jordy Bohannon tied with Chris Street at 34 consecutive free throws, took the ball, pointed to the heavens, put the ball on the deck, and deliberately left it short. Because he didn't want Chris Street's name taken out of the Iowa record book. In the end, Iowa did win the game 77-70. And it's just one of those moments. It tells you everything about the depth of Jordy Bohannon and about the compassion that he has. He will be endeared to Iowa fans forever. He will be endeared to the Street family forever. And hopefully the next time you see him play at the Jordan Center, you'll know the kind of person he is. In a world where ratings and stories are drawn from the negative, I hope you enjoyed hearing one of the true positives. Matt Leon, next half hour.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.